Today, our cover story comes from Houston, where we have a rare group interview with medical professionals turned whistleblowers from the first hospital in the nation to require COVID vaccines. They see a disturbing healthcare trend that could ultimately impact all of us.
My name is Dr. Venu Jilapalli. I was on staff at Houston Methodist The Woodlands and got suspended and ultimately terminated due to the vaccine mandate.
You did not want to get vaccinated?
No.
Dr. Venu Jilapalli is among an outspoken group of medical professionals once affiliated with Houston Methodist. Methodist was the first hospital system in the nation to require COVID vaccines.
I refused to get the vaccine.
I spoke out on social media saying vaccine mandates were wrong.
I said, I don't want to take it.
So I ultimately gave my notice and I went somewhere else.
And I was suspended and then terminated.
It's rare to find medical professionals from such a prominent hospital system speaking on camera on the topic, punished, they say, for using independent medical judgment, which they consider a hallmark of sound medicine. Dr. Jilapalli started an email group of more than 1,000 of his colleagues to discuss and debate the policies. Many, he said, would only share their true feelings with him in private.
The level of fear among our colleagues, among the medical staff, in terms of expressing their opinion, whatever it was, because they were afraid that they were going to be retaliated against by the institution, Houston Methodist, was off the charts and continues to be off the charts.
Dr. Mary Crow is an oncologist hematologist who, like Dr. Jilapalli, lost privileges to practice medicine at Methodist for refusing the vaccine.
You have the right to put up your hand and say, what the hell is going on here? Please explain this to me and not risk obliteration of your personal and professional life.
Dr. Mary Tally Bowden, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, also lost privileges at Methodist.
I've tested over 80,000 people for COVID, and that's what first alerted me to what was going on, because we keep track of who's vaccinated and who's not. And the patients who were vaccinated and testing positive were just as sick, if not sicker, than the ones that weren't. And eventually I saw more vaccinated patients testing positive than unvaccinated, and that's when I really became vocal, and Methodist did not like that.
Houston Methodist began firing unvaccinated employees in June of 2021. CEO Dr. Mark Boom made the controversial vaccine mandate a linchpin of his leadership and encouraged others to follow.
I think patients should be demanding this at all hospitals. And frankly, I think you will see the floodgates begin to open at hospitals. We've seen, you know, a whole bunch of hospitals follow suit. It took a couple months, but they've been following suit. And I think you're going to see many, many more.
And there were many more. With Houston Methodist leading the pack, within 3 months it was reported that at least 174 health systems were mandating COVID vaccines, the requirements triggering protests and court battles.
Father, I just want to put out to you right now to protect all these employees of Methodist and to tear down the medical tyranny
A lawsuit against Methodist filed by employees got dismissed. The federal judge ruled that the hospital had made a choice to keep staff, patients, and their families safer. Many at Methodist agreed. But these seasoned professionals claim the vaccine mandate didn't make patients safer at all. And they gave numerous accounts of vaccinated employees coming to work ill. Owen Robinson is a critical care registered nurse.
At that time, the management in the Methodist ICU forced two nurses to come in sick. Positive with COVID, with symptoms, fevers, and take care of patients in the ICU. So that completely obliterates our argument as far as patient safety, because there's nothing more unsafe than having sick nurses taking care of immunocompromised patients in the ICU. One nurse was so sick, she had a trainee, a new nurse, and she spent the entire day sitting at the desk, most of the time with her head down on the desk, because she was so ill and her trainee was taking care of the patients.